All right, gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings. We're moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is Warren C. Sumlin, conditional use number 1722, site plan on Burton Avenue.
This is a conceptual site plan for two-story duplexes located on two lots each. The site zone GR, general residential. Conditional use was approved January 30th of 2007. This application is still valid by ordinance number 2208, which the county council adopted in August of 2011. One of the conditions of the approval was that only four units shall be constructed upon the property. These units shall be in the form of two separate buildings with two units each. Condition number four stated that the two buildings shall be designed to resemble single-family dwellings. An example of this would be a separation of the entrance so that no two entrances are on the same side of the building. The applicants are requesting to construct a two-story building with a unit on the first and second floor. Both of the units would be accessed from a foyer. Each lot would contain the same type of building. Since these conditions originated at the commission's level, you do have the authority to amend them if you choose to do so. And I provided you a conceptual site plan and proposed elevations of the buildings. It's basically what you would have to determine tonight if they could build this type of building. If you do approve it, they would have to come back in and show a formal site plan with the required parking, interior driveways, and everything.
Right, because I think one of our concerns in the past has been with the residents or the guests backing out onto the road.
Right.
And they have to be able to show that they can do that otherwise. Is that correct?
Yes.
So basically what we would be asked to do is just to remove the part where there's no two entrances on the same side
That's
of the building.
That's correct.
Because to me, it appears as though everything else is the same. It looks like a single family dwelling. And rather than having two separate entrances, they're going to have a shared entrance.
Correct.
Sir, this is not a public hearing. It is a public meeting, so.
I just wanted to clarify an item on the site plan.
He's representing, yeah.
Okay. All right, sure. Come on up. And you are?
I'm Kevin McKinney with the Coalition for West Rehoboth, okay. And I'm the agent for the Sumlin family.
Okay.
This conceptual site plan here, and the reason for the Sumlins coming forward now was basically about the feasibility of being able to develop this property as the council had reviewed it back when they did the approval for the land trust.
Okay.
And the feasibility to develop this property actually is that we are receiving donated houses from the different residents throughout the city of Rehoboth and from other areas within the community. So our proposal and what we're showing here is that we're showing on lot 14, basically, that we are trying to, we demolished the old residence that was on that property at the time. We've received one of the donated houses that we have actually have standing on the site right now. And I think I've got a larger picture here. Which is this property right here. It's got an appraised value of about $65,000 and it came off of Country Club Lane downtown. We had already put one in the neighborhood that had a value of $150,000.
Can I just, I'm real, because this is totally different than what was requested.
Well, actually, I'm showing these items on this site plan. They are, this same picture is on this site plan.
Whoa. What site plan are you referring to? Because
this is what was submitted to us.
Okay.
It sounds like we might have different information, that's why.
No, I think it's on that site plan. Hold on one second.
Because
We have what? It might be easier for you to look at what we have. We don't.
Yeah, we have.
We don't have that.
We have this.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
This was attached. And it showed the parking layout, the sites on it. So you're missing the site plan itself, the conceptual site plan.
That would be.
Right there.
Which one, which houses are it?
Right. This one here is showing here. This one, this is the other, this is the lot 14. This is one site. Two houses and two houses here. And the parking showing where there is no backing into the Burton Street. So we gave you a total conceptual site plan here. And we're showing this house that I had the picture of right there and this other one right here. So there is a.
Well, there's a conceptual site plan.
There's two different sets.
So it is one full site plan.
There's a conceptual site plan, but it's not prepared by a surveyor.
Right, it's not prepared by a surveyor. But we were addressing the issues.
Addressing the condition of approval, that's what was presented.
Right.
Discuss.
All right, and the reason I wanted to make sure while I was here that what we're proposing and what makes this feasible is that under number one of the conditional items, it is four units to be constructed on the property. Then they go into two separate buildings. We would like to be able to put two units or four units on the property, whether they are attached as a duplex or they are freestanding single-family homes, which is number three, that they resemble single-family dwellings. And the reason for that is when we take one of these units that's donated, which is a single-family dwelling, it costs us $35,000 to redevelop this quality home on this site because it's donated. We pay for the foundations, we pay for the sewer connections, and the improvements of the site, but to go out and build brand new construction, we won't be able to do this. So by the donations from the community to allow us to put the four units, like number one says, on this site, I would like to not have to attach them to make it say two duplexes. I'd like to be able to, and we have met the requirements of the GR as far as setbacks. We have the 10 feet on each side, we have actually 50 feet of front yard, and we will have one of these houses was 65, but we have one now that's will give us a full 25 foot backyard. So we meet all of those setback requirements, but they're just not attached. That way it gives free space, and the single family design that the rest of the community still has within the same footprint that the duplex would have. So other than what was being asked, I would like to be able to have the four units and not the attached. And they do all have separate entrances. There's nothing where there's two doors on the same side or any of that kind of stuff. They all have meet all the other requirements.
Can I ask just a quick question? Because I have a concern about the measurements, because the survey that was on the original site plan showed it being 100 feet wide or deep. And somebody's written on here that it's 175, but that's not what Elements plan showed in the.
No, it is 100. These lots are the typical lots in that development that is shown on the survey right here that are 50 foot by 175 deep.
What survey do you have? Because the one I'm looking at says 100, and then there's somebody's handwritten in the 175.
It's 100 feet across the front.
Oh, the one on the back, okay.
And 175 feet deep.
Okay. Because the Element one said 100, that's why I was asking.
Okay, and that's what we're showing here. These, it's 100 feet across the front for the two lots,
right,
but they are 50 by 175 standard lots.
Mr. McKinney,
I'm sorry for the confusion.
Combining those two.
I'm just one of five, but I would certainly be a lot less confused if we actually had a drawing,
yes,
that was prepared by a surveyor or a professional person that showed exactly what it is you want to do, because I hear the concept, but when I look at the drawing that you've submitted, it really doesn't tell us a whole lot. I think we probably need a better document to look at. I mean, that's just my feeling, gentlemen. I mean, and there's no...
I agree.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a problem at all getting a professional drawing done for the two houses that I have,
yeah,
in my possession now that I could place on here. But the other two houses, to give you a drawing, I don't know what they are going to be yet.
Okay. A professional will know how to do that.
Okay.
What you'll do is you'll outline, he'll outline a building area.
Okay.
And he'll say, somewhere in this area, there will be another structure, you know. So it isn't really necessary that you know exactly what it is. As long as you're within the setbacks, we don't really care what shape it is.
Well, and the fire separation, I mean, one of the things about having two units in one building is the fire code, you maybe have a fire wall in there, but you don't have any space.
Yeah.
And when you start adding your setbacks with your fire code space, with your parking and trying to get not backing out on the street, you have such a small area, and that's, I think that's what's concerning me. I can't visually see that.
Well, and I would recommend, again, this is and Mr. Ross makes a good point, although it's beyond the purview of this group, but there are what are called fire districts. I suspect that you're in one. There are rules about how close together, not so much about how close together they can be, but what the construction has to be if they're within a certain number of feet of each other.
Right.
Which could substantially affect your rehabilitation cost. My suggestion to you would be that you find an architect and an engineer who might be willing to volunteer some time to your organization and see if they can help you through that process. We're certainly not trying to impede you in any way, but we, and I think it would be good for you and your group to see, be able to see what it is that you're thinking of. And I know you can see it in your mind because you're working with it all the time, but you'll have to kind of have something that you can show to a disinterested third party, and they can pretty much get the gist.
Okay.
My suggestion would be that we table it, let you resubmit. The good news is there's not much waiting to get on an agenda anymore. We're not very busy these days. So
okay,
as soon as you can pull that together, I would suggest we come back.
So we can just, as far as the elevations,
mm-hmm,
we can show the examples of what we have and then just show.
That's not really a consideration for us, really.
Okay.
You don't even have to do that. We're really more about the site plan. The building is what it is.
Just give you the footprints.
Yeah, the footprints and the setbacks. But Mr. Ross did raise a very good point that you want to investigate before you get too far down that road, because that can have a significant impact on your rehabilitation cost. It really can, if you end up having to do a lot of fire stopping, fireproofing.
Yes,
because
sir,
you're too close.
Okay.
And it's a good thing for you to know before you
get started,
get too far down the road.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman,
one other
thing. It sounds like you've had two buildings donated to you so far.
We actually have. We've had five, but we didn't have the lot availability. We have two on site right now, and we have a third one that's coming in December.
So you have, basically you have four, but you have four that you've identified.
Yes, sir.
So at least you can get the footprints from those four buildings.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems like if you have that data, that should make it pretty easy to have a surveyor plot it, because, you know, it sounds like really, as you heard from me, one of my concerns was just making sure that we have accurate information, because I see where you're saying you've corrected it, and it looks like Coast Survey did the survey. They should be able to then plot those footprints onto the Coast Survey, you know, because that way everybody will know what we're talking about. Because the way this one's, it looks like you were doing the two single families and then on the other lot, still doing the duplex.
We don't really have anything permanent to go on that separate lot. So we considered the possibility of being able to move forward with maybe new construction if we got the donations in.
Okay.
What happened to the two-story house with a foyer?
Well, with the donations we have, and we have identified fundraisers who could handle the $35,000 for the donation portion of it. For us to go any farther, we cannot make that financial commitment at this point in time. So we need to express that we really do want separated units, four houses, then connected duplexes.
Okay,
because we do not feel now at this time that we would really be able to afford brand new construction.
One question they had was a two-story building with a foyer accessing first and second floor.
It's too expensive for us.
Is that still a proposal?
No, sir.
Yeah, that part's out.
Yeah.
Mr. Abbott's notes point out conditions of approval originated at the commission. So if you're asking, I guess, for a change in the condition of approval, be specific in that. Would I be correct in that?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
That they're not connected.
I think what I'm hearing you say is you want a little something different than
condition
one. So be specific in that request, and then
your engineering resource will know that and should be able to know what to ask for. When you do that, because we're
it's been a while since the public hearing, but there was some opposition to the application, and part of it was because they were concerned about how this looked in the community and that it fit in. That was a reason for the duplex house-like appearance. And I'm not trying to throw water on what you're trying to do, but just keep this in mind, because
the
changing condition is one thing, but in face of what the reason for the condition is another. And so, you know, I think the people that are in that community wanted to make sure that what was put there, if it was approved, which we ultimately did approve it, was in good appearance and suitable to the community. So
the opposition that we did have prior to this was that it did look like a duplex. And what they really wanted in the community and what we reevaluated and what is very well accepted in the community today and surrounding areas is this cottage-style single-family look versus that contemporary duplex look, which really didn't fit in. But I will have that on the engineering plan. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
Question for the commission, not necessarily for the applicant, but if we do something like this, are we not open the door for anybody else who has a property and want to put a second house on that same lot?
No,
I mean, these are small lots to start with. And
I think that's part of what we're going to have to take up. And Mr. Ross raises a couple of good points, too, this evening, that if it varies significantly from what was approved at the public hearing, we might be in a situation where we would have to decide that we'd have to rehear it. Although I can tell you there's a strong desire for us to affirmatively further fair and affordable housing. So.
But can we do it within
isn't there, Counselor?
Well, let's just see what they bring back.
And I think that just goes more to the point that we just need more detail on it. So
I think we get a little more detail on plan, we'll be able to make some kind of determination. And we don't want to be an impediment to the, you know, to what they're trying to do.
The question: what we open the door up to in the future
That's exactly right, because you never know how it's going to come back to you the next time.
To Mr. Ross's point, showing what the house on site will look like is more important. I mean, it has some weight as opposed to just.
Well, you're right, and I think I will. Retract my earlier comment that it probably does have some bearing what they look like in this for this particular application if we're going to make that much of a change. So, you know, the elevation stuff might be important after all. Okay, then. I don't think any action is needed, right? No motion needed.